First parak of Mikvah 6 Mishnah. We're talking about different levels of bodies of water in respect to Tumah V'Tahira. This is the second level. There's water that is in motion, and it's rainwater, and it also doesn't have a bottom soil. So it doesn't have enough to be a mikveh. But Misad Hasheni, any Tumah that would go into it, we'd assume would be washed away. And therefore, if some tumah water got into it, and afterwards somebody drew water from it, the second water is tar. So shasa tumah v'shasa tar tar. Even though the first one who drank it was tumah, maybe his saliva got mixed into it. But if afterwards the tar comes in, since the water is flowing, we assume that he doesn't get any of the tumah water, and he is tar. Shasa tumah milib kli tar tar. Same thing. If a tumah person drank from it, and afterwards somebody took a tar kli to take out of it, also tall. Shosa tumah v'nafakikil shel truma, avishadi after a tummy person drank from it, and afterwards a loaf of truma fell into it, even though he washed it off and he was nichalei with the moisture on this loaf, still the water is tar. Mila b'kli tameh v'shosa tar. Also, if the weight got tummy, it was not because somebody drank from it, but that he used a kli tameh, and maybe some of the water from the kli tameh may have spilled back into it. Also, the water afterwards is tar, once again, because the tummy water gets washed away. If the first time he was in the mala with the tummy kli, and afterwards he used the tar kli, second kli, and the water in it is tar. The same thing also is after he was in the mala with his kli tummy, that water gets washed away, and afterwards he washes a loaf of truma there, the truma is tar. And the third thing that we had in the previous Mishnah is also that this tumah water got mixed in directly. Naflu mayim tameyim. So these tumah waters got mixed into these mei tamsi shel pasul. V'shasa tar tar. Afterwards, the tar person drank from it. He is tar, like we said before, because the tumah water got washed away. And the same thing. Naflu mayim tameyim amilim kli tar tar. Also, after this tumah water fell into it, he used a tar kli. The kli remains tamar and the water remains tar, because once again we assume that the tamar water was washed away. Also, if afterwards he washed a loaf of truma there, it is tar. Shame the truma v'litil meim yadayim. This water is kosher for truma, and also for netilas yadayim. But kamavan, you can't use it as a mikveh because it doesn't have 40 so.